At the state house in Harare, President Emmerson Mnangagwa told reporters Wednesday that Zimbabwe is expecting a harvest of 868,000 metric tons of grain this year, a number far short of expectations and about 680,000 tons less than the country needs. Mnangagwa attributed that to El Nino-induced drought, which made him declare a nationwide state of disaster in Zimbabwe.
By this declaration, I also call upon all Zimbabweans of goodwill, including those in the diaspora, the international community, United Nations agencies, development and humanitarian partners, international financial institutions, the private sector, churches and other faith-based organizations, as well as individuals, to generously donate towards ameliorating this state of national disaster. Preliminary assessments show that Zimbabwe requires in excess of US$2 billion towards the various interventions we envisage in the spectrum of our national response to the disaster.
Malawi and Zambia declared a state of disaster earlier this year due to the drought ravaging the region. Edward Kaloni, UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Zimbabwe, said the world body is monitoring the severe impact of the ongoing dry spell in the Southern African region.
So far, the UN, as part of the National Anticipatory Action and Early Response, allocated $5 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund in December 2023. The sector targeted with this advanced allocation include water, hygiene and sanitation, health, including response to cholera outbreak, protection, as well as agriculture and food security and nutrition. The UN pledges to support the government of Zimbabwe in mobilizing resources to tackle the El Nino-induced drought, and efforts are underway to finalize a response plan focusing on food security, health, education, shelter, and other essential areas to address the needs of those affected by the crisis.
Paul Zakaria, executive director of Zimbabwe Farmers Union, says while nothing can be done to stop climate change effects, irrigation farming is one of the methods that can be used to mitigate when the calamity visits.
We also take on board irrigation. This is real. This is where the world is going. Only depending on rain-fed agriculture, we will not go too far. And also government to put efforts in ensuring that even smallholder farmers are able to irrigate, and ensuring that with irrigation, our farmers are producing all year round. And beyond that, we will need to rely on reliable weather information.
Zimbabwe, once the breadbasket of Southern Africa, is largely dependent on handouts from organizations like the World Food Programme and the U.S. Agency for International Development in the last 20-plus years. The government attributes the food shortages to recurring droughts like the one currently hitting the region. Critics attribute the problem to the confiscation of land from white commercial farmers who used to produce crops all year round. UN agencies say they will provide funding so Zimbabwe can revive the irrigation schemes. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.